from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get into this ranking here, gentlemen. From CBSSports.com, they rank 2024 NFL head coaches, and they do it through three different classes: Class C, which is the worst class; Class B, and then Class A. Class C is categorized as unproven or underwhelming. And I'm not going to go through all these, but I'll start here. The worst ranked head coach, number 32, is Dennis Allen with the New Orleans Saints. But this one was surprising to me. In Class C, 29, the 29th ranked coach is Robert Saleh with the New York Jets.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. No success. Put together a hell of a defense, but the offense hasn't done nothing.
And that's basically what they said. Like, a lot of expectations, and while it's not entirely his fault last year, Aaron Rodgers going down, they've underwhelmed every single year.
They got a crew, though, this year.
Yeah,
we say that every year. Something's going to happen there.
Man, listen, Garrett Wilson, Aaron's healthy. Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Mike Williams they acquired. They got some two tight ends, some big old individuals. And now Devontae Adams talking about he wants to play with Aaron. Like, if that, they, you know, I'm worried about that.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting. But am I crazy here? Like, I keep seeing people say this, oh, well, Aaron's healthy this year, right? And Crowder, you're right. Like, he's going to rehab from his Achilles tear, and he's supposed to be healthy week one or when training camp opens up next week. But, bro, is it fair to have massive questions about his health and, like, what he's going to look like? This isn't a 22-year-old tearing his Achilles. This isn't Jalen Phillips tearing his Achilles and coming back. This is a 40-year-old man who now hasn't played football in over a year, and it's coming off an Achilles tear. Like,
no,
are we really expecting Aaron Rodgers to be that guy? Like, his entire game is predicated on him being able to extend plays, get out of the pocket. Like, I know his arm is ridiculous, one of the greatest arms I've ever seen, but dude's mobile. Like, that's what makes him so great. And are we expecting him to be that same dude?
He's not mobile. He's not Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson mobile.
No, he's still
extend the play a little bit mobile.
Right. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm not saying he's going to be bad, but I'm not chalking it up to, well, the Jets are going to be good because Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy this year. Like, I need to see this guy 5-6 weeks. The same way people talk about Tua. They said it last year about Tua Tagovailoa. Well, he has to prove he has to stay healthy. And this year they're doing the same thing. He has to prove he has to stay healthy for another year. Like, that's the approach I'm taking with Aaron Rodgers. Prove to me you can stay healthy through a 17-game season and look like the guy you looked like 2 years ago. I haven't seen it in 2 years, and you're coming off at 40 years old an Achilles tear. I'm not buying into that at all.
I think it's a lot different than Tua, because Tua was in his third year of starting and he was getting knocked out twice a year. But I see what you're saying. He has to prove it. He has to prove that he's still him. But I think you hit it on the head. Like, Tom Brady, his over-under on rushing yards were a half a yard a game, and he was still winning Super Bowls. I think Aaron's arm talent can make him, like, I think he can play without the mobility and still win games. Some quarterbacks can't say that.
Yeah.
I'm with Solana, though. I think we got to see that, because we said the same thing last year without the Achilles injury, and two plays in, their season was over. Like, it's just one of those things. It's the Jets, and I know this is, like, not real analysis, but also, like, the Jets are going to jet. They always do. They always find a way. Even go back to the Favre year. They got off to a great start that year, and then that season went down the drain, and the Dolphins ended their season up in the Meadowlands in the last week of the season, one of my favorite Dolphins games of all time.
Ted Ginn.
Clinching
the
division.
Two returns that year, that game, right? Two returns for Ted Ginn. Hey, Crowder, is that the best game you've ever been a part? No joke. I'm not trying to throw shade. Is that the best game?
No, the Ted Ginn return game, I was retired. It was Brett Favre week 17.
Philip Merling.
To win the AFC East.
Right.
Philip Merling had a pick six.
They had the little drop back play. They had the little lateral play at the end of the game to win Brett Favre's game there, last game of the season. We win the AFC East. I still have my shirt and hat, Josh. I don't know if you heard this story. Solana and Hawkman make fun of me about my AFC East champion shirt. I don't know why they make fun of me about keeping it, because we got our ass whooped by the Ravens the next week. But anyway, that's too much context to it. I was an AFC East champion. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you were.
I
mean, was he really? I mean, who'd you beat? Matt Castle for that? Like, if Tom Brady doesn't tear his ACL week one, I mean, you beat a 72-year-old Brett Favre. And then you guys had to, like, squeak your way in, and then you lost by 7,000 points at Dolphin Stadium against the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, no
disrespect.
Let's
not besmirch the Wildcat team, okay? Let's not besmirch the Wildcat team. That was a hell of a lot of fun that year. I was a Joey Hanos guy. Hanos had a big game against the 49ers that year, I remember. I remember Joey Porter finishing off that game with a sack and throwing off his helmet.
Yeah.
There's so many great memories from that season. I'm not having this. Crowder is an AFC East champion, and he will always be a 2008 AFC East champion.
Okay, well, I'm with you then. But then that means Crowder's also a part of that 1-15 Dolphins team, and he will always be
totally
a part of that 1-15 Dolphins team.
He doesn't deny that.
Let's go, Greg. Greg Camarillo is now he's like a weatherman in San Diego or something.
Nah,
he's really?
He's like a sports anchor. He's not a weatherman. He's like a sports anchor in San Diego. Like, he's not a weatherman. The guy's a sports anchor in San Diego. He's like a sports analyst on TV.
Sounds like you're still hating. Are you a Dolphin fan? Sometimes?
No, I'm not hating. You're hating. You're like, oh, he's a weatherman now. Like, no, he's not. I know what he does.
I thought that was a fun fact.
Thought it was more prestigious. There's weather every day.
I'm a weatherman. I mean, anybody could be a weatherman. all right, let's jump. Dooley Durda, if you're listening, I'm just kidding. I'm not a meteorologist in any sort of way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.